Mark chapter 7, beginning with verse 24. Jesus got up and went from there to the region of Tyre and Sidon. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, but he could not remain hidden. Instead, when a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, she immediately came and fell down at his feet. This woman was a Greek, of Syro-Phoenician origin. She asked him to drive the demon out of her daughter. Jesus said to her, "Let the children be fed first, because it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to their little dogs." "Lord," she answered, "their little dogs under the table also eat some of the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "Because of this statement, go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." She went home, found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Jesus left the region of Tyre again and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, within the region of the Decapolis. They brought a man to him who was deaf and had a speech impediment. They pleaded with Jesus to place his hand on him. Jesus took him aside in private, away from the crowd. He put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. After he looked up to heaven, he sighed and said, "Ephphatha," which means, "be opened." Immediately the man's ears were opened, his tongue was set free, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus gave the people strict orders to tell no one, but the more he did so, the more they kept proclaiming it. They were amazed beyond measure and said, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.